This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. At least two people have lost their lives and more than 20 are injured in a rail accident in Gonda district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Six coaches of train number 15904 Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express derailed on the Gonda-Gorakhpur route near Mankapur station. The accident occurred near Jhilhi Halt on the Mankapur section of the Gonda-Gorakhpur route. Senior officials of railways and district administration have reached the spot. Teams of NDRF and SDRF have also arrived and relief and rescue operations are underway. The main rail route from Lucknow to Guwahati is blocked due to the accident. Several trains on the route have been diverted or cancelled. The railway has released helpline numbers. The numbers are 895-740-9292 for Lucknow and 895-740-0965 for Gonda. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed the officials to intensify the relief and rescue efforts. The Supreme Court today directed the National Testing Agency, NTA, to publish the results of all NEET UG 2024 students on their website till Saturday 12 p.m. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra directed to publish the result city-wise and centre-wise, masking the identity of the candidates. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now be resumed on Monday morning. Earlier, in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. The CBI has detained four students of AIIMS Patna today in connection with NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case. AIIMS Patna Executive Director Dr. G.K. Lal said the students who have been taken into custody are second and third year MBBS course. He said the officials of the agency had given prior information regarding the custody of these students. The book Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 1, a compilation of selected speeches of President Draupadi Murmu, was launched at the Rashtrapati Bhavan complex in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan released the English and Hindi versions of the book, along with its e-version, in the presence of Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan. Two other books titled Kahani Rashtrapati Bhavan Ki and Rashtrapati Bhavan Heritage Meets the Present were also released. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. During the visit, the Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. The two Foreign Secretaries will also co-chair the India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks. India at the United Nations has reiterated its call for an immediate and complete ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and called for the release of hostages without any conditions. Delivering his remarks at the UNSC open debate on West Asia, India's deputy representative to the UN, R. Ravindra, also underlined that India's developmental assistance to Palestine in various forms over the years amounts close to $120 million. In Oman, search and rescue operations are ongoing for the remaining crew members of the oil tanker Prestige Falcon, which capsized near the port town of Duqm in Oman. So far, 10 crew members have been located, with 9 found alive and 1 tragically deceased. The stock markets continued their record-breaking streak today, with the Sensex surpassing 81,000 for the first time and the Nifty reaching 24,800. Olympic-bound Indian tennis player Sumit Nagal made an exit after suffering straight set loss in the Swedish Open. Nagal lost to world number 36, Mariano Navone of Argentina, 6-4, 6-2 in the men's singles round of 16 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.